No, we got one. We got enough.
We got enough.
We keep them all.
We got one more.
Well, I guess he's wandering around somewhere. Okay, our agenda, whatever it is, it should be here. I think we got a chair.
He's here. He brought his own chair as well.
Okay. This is draft agenda. You know, I had to write some.
I want to hear if you want.
So that's the same as this one that was emailed? Or does it differ?
Well, the email one had one different category. I realized they changed it when I sent it, but this is, yes, this is basically.
Okay.
Okay, well, it says organizational meeting, we had another thing, and that was organizational topic. So anyway, we don't have a flag, so we can't, but let's introduce everybody here. I don't know if you all know each other. Sorry, with the guy out in the room.
Jason Pierce.
Greg Brown.
Mike Mitchell.
Jennifer Bernard.
Nancy Gale.
Stu Clark.
Spy.
Spy.
Carol Spy.
Slapper Bill Fox.
Tom Philpott.
Jim Dickinson. And so, okay, we got the meetings from the last one, the minutes from the last one. Does everybody agree that they're okay?
What are the minutes? You mean the notes I took?
The notes you took. That's the minutes.
Okay, well, hopefully some will talk to somebody else who used to be doing that besides
me. Okay. Okay.
Greek here. Emails would be good on here if.
Right, yeah.
That is review, not review of the last meeting.
I had trouble with yours, Tom, but I think I got it down with all the emails you got.
Okay, I'll write it down again.
No, did everybody get my email regarding BB guns?
Yes.
Yes.
She's getting away.
She's been saying that for years.
Yeah. She's been saying that for years.
I know it.
Once she starts saying me. Her dress I had. So,
You had to get it done. It was 12 o'clock at night.
It was right after midnight, I remember. Okay, so let's review the last meeting. We came up with this list here. This was sort of what we came up with. And we were going to look at used ferries, suitability of them, purchase cost, fuel use, crewing capacity, seaworthy, and we were putting the Whatcom. I guess we were going to put the Whatcom chief in that category.
Definitely used.
Yes. And the same basic thing for the new ferry. Here you throw the criteria. The Coast Guard rules. Now, does everybody understand tonnage and related classification? I probably ought to go over that.
No, we didn't talk about it last time. Everybody,
whiskey barrels?
Yeah, the whiskey barrels. And
I don't think Jennifer has here.
I can educate myself later.
Well, it's basically, tonnage has nothing to do with the size of the boat.
Oh, you did talk with me about that.
Yeah,
one-on-one.
It's internal capacity. Mm-hmm. So people say, well, it's so many tons, it's so much bigger. Well, no, not really. The Stilicum 2 is 97 tons. It's 216 feet wide. Long by 68 feet wide, and it's rated as a K class at 97 tons. The Hiyu is 162 feet long and 63 feet wide, and it's rated at 497. It's an H class ferry. And so what it is tricks in the hold. They make it so you can't get the box that the wine keg came in to set in there, and therefore it doesn't fit. And so it's there's three classes of ferries. The smallest class.
Somebody, I'm not wanting to be the secretary.
The smallest class is the T class, which is what we have here as the Whatcom chief. Mm-hmm. Then there's the K class, which is over 79 feet. And for some reason, the Coast Guard keeps licensing T's at 110 and whatever else. I don't understand why. The K has a little bit more firefighting ability. The H class is the full Washington State ferries with the engine room, gas systems, with lots of fire pumps, with train crew, the whole shebang. And so, you know, like when Washington State ferries, the Hiyu wouldn't fit into the T class. There was no K class at the time. The K class came about because of a charter boat operator in the Gulf Coast who built a 325-foot T class under 100 tons. Now, the Coast Guard realized they couldn't stop it, but they thought something that big better have some more specifications to it. And so that's where the K came from. So the Pierce County ferries, Stilicum 2 and Christie Anderson are Ks. And that one they were going to build here, the 35 car, it was something, I don't know which it was, a T or a K. So, and the, okay, crewing licenses, of course, the T class and the K class, is the under 100 ton crewing license, which is the lowest rating you can get on passenger vessels. The only other one is what they call a six-pack license, which is left, which means you get a basically an abbreviated 100-ton license, and you can take six people on your pleasure boat. Then they go up from there. The automobile stowage, the rule. This is the run rule we're going to run in. It basically says that in case of a fire and other emergency, you got to be able to get out of your car easily and get to the emergency supplies. The Plotkin chief, you cannot.
So where are the emergency supplies? I mean, like life jackets?
Life jackets, fire extinguishers.
They're under the...
You've got to be able to get out and get away for both the crew and the passenger. And to access the emergency supplies or the emergency spaces. Okay, then infrastructure, dock loading structures, and the loading lines, and anything else we come in. These are things not necessarily we're hard and fast on. These are just some things we're going to be looking at. Ferry propulsion systems, different kinds of propellers, engines, the pollution standards. We are now working on Tier 3 EPA pollution standard. It has reduced the fuel consumption. It has increased the fuel consumption to approximately 14% of the engines on an average. And the next one, which is Tier 4, they think it's going to be about 20 from the no rates. Yeah. And the third world is howling. Like exchange on an engine means basically you put the exact same back in that you took out. And you've got to have the factory has to support the engine. You can't put an Atlas diesel back in, which has been out of business forever. It's a Caterpillar or something, unless it's really old, they'll do a like exchange on it. And the aftermarket pollution system, there's two. There's the Ultra Burn system, which Skagit County and Pierce County are using. Skagit County got it to clean up the smoke out of the Guaymas and got 20% increase of fuel economy. And Pierce County got 25 to 30 out of theirs. So it's a catalyst going into the with platinum, little bits of platinum going into the intake of the engine. So those are some of the things we're going to be looking at. Just the list we came up with. Okay. So we got that. Draft statement. Greg, didn't you have something?
I wrote it in the minutes, but I don't have the minutes with me. I've got a pretty sear probably somewhere.
Didn't I have some kind of a cheese sandwich written that wasn't very good?
Well, I had those minutes that I sent out, so okay. It's in those.
Okay, well, let's go on while we're doing that. The reading of the reports. Of the reports we had here, and I don't think I have that piece of paper, it was the Skagit County report, the Passenger Vessel Association report, the Washington State Ferries, 50 years of double-ended ferry design from Elliott Bay Design. A bunch. And whatever Watkin County reports we came up with. And there was one more big one.
Well, they were listed on that deal, except to find that.
Yeah. Let me see. I might have it here. That was one thing I didn't print. Sure. I may have it in this file.
What is it you're looking for?
The listing of the reports that we had, it's told everybody they have to look at.
But I'm getting closer.
I remember passenger vessel, Skagit County, which I happen to have right here. This is the Skagit County report. The Passenger Vessel Association report was done for the Washington State Ferries in 2010 as a review of their operations. And basically, they adopted virtually nothing from it. And it was done by seven ferry associations, the passenger boat associations, and including BC Ferries, Staten Island Ferries, the Steamship Authority, which runs to the see if he wants to, Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. One of the outfits out of San Francisco Bay and North Carolina, and then the
Who was it done
It was done for the Washington State Fairs.
And they adopted.
They adopted almost the one.
And there's the reports. That's right.
Your mission statement revised was, we are going to investigate the value and life of the walking sheep and look at options for a new and or used replacement ferry.
Do you like that?
Sounds like.
Well, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got there. Okay. So now I guess we're on to new things.
Well,
where are we?
Okay. Let's talk a bit about how the meeting is going to run.
Okay.
Because I'm taping it. There were no minutes from the last meeting. I sat down and wrote from this. I don't necessarily want to be your secretary. So if you guys want to figure out who your secretary is going to be and have somebody responsible for the minutes and stuff,
yeah,
I think we should do that. If you want a chair, I think we should let you decide on a chair. And just do a couple just of those things to keep us above board with those who don't like just plain old meetings. So we need a little bit of formality, I think, because we're part of a group that loves formality. So, so I don't think Stu or I either should be a chair of this committee by any means, or a secretary.
I'm not a good secretary.
Well, you guys just have to decide. And minutes don't have to be that difficult. I spend a lot of time on this because I'm an idiot. But, you know, minutes can be a single page that we were here. And I suggest that's probably what you do. Mm-hmm. And not put a lot of detail in these meetings. Mm-hmm. Because you just don't
the detail is going to be your reports.
Huh?
And so
I'm just, I suggest, you know, I mean, it's good, but there's got to be a little bit of work in this somewhere. By the way, I tried to send you guys copies of the audio from the last meeting. Did anybody get open them? Did anybody?
Yeah. I did. I was about to start writing minutes, and you did it, so I didn't. You wrote your little notes, so I didn't do it.
On that note, I'll assemble your audios into one clip and post it somewhere. And I'm also taping this evening, and I'll post that.
Okay, well, I could. I just can't. It's too big to send. I could bring them in a different form, you know, on a disc.
And you can send me. There's no limitation on my email box. You sent 6 or 7 files.
Yeah, I had to because it wouldn't let me send anything.
Yeah. Well, I'll put them together and post it.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
why don't you nominate him to be the.
I think Jim should be the chair.
Yeah, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now we need a secretary.
That I can't help you with.
Look at Nancy, she's...
I'm not sure I'll be here all the time, though.
That's my challenge, too.
I'll be here all the time. How about if somebody does it on the spot? Somebody's appointed each time.
It's up to you guys. That's perfectly fine. I just think somebody just needs to keep track of what the meetings are. I don't think they need to be as detailed as I do off these, because the Life Act ones, I want that detail for some of the comments and things that are made in those meetings, but not necessarily this meeting.
That's an interesting thought to rotate it around, you know, share it.
Do that.
We'll try it.
Okay.
Who's tonight?
Well, I've got a tablet. I'll do it tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That'll prove it. Anybody else from ever bringing a tablet?
What tablet?
No blank pages.
Well, it is fine. I just don't want to walk away from here feeling that nothing's been collected.
So. In our company meetings, what I used to do is take this and make scribbles alongside the
things. Mm-hmm. You can certainly do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of the best ways to do it. Then just clean it up and bring it back.
Okay.
Okay, the chair decide.
Let's go back to reading of the reports. How many people have read anything?
I read about three of them.
I tried to read a bunch of them all. Even office, something other.
I've read them all.
The list of reports, I'm not familiar with the list.
Well, you'll have to show him that. Yeah, Stu wasn't here, obviously, for the first meeting. So, in, you got a copy of that first letter? I think I probably copied it at some point.
This here?
This here? Right there, yeah. Stu, there was the...
What's the...
There was a list of...
I just need it.
Oh, July 31.
Reports that he chose to...
Oh, an attendee, well, that's attendee list. I tried to copy everything that I...
It probably would have come from me. No, it came from Jim. That came from Jim, so it'd be in your... If Jim copied you...
Okay. Mike, did you go to the Skagit County meeting last night?
This is...
I was going to, but I had another one. I was with the family company, so...
Well, it's the draft agenda for some...
Yeah, that was the agenda, and then there was another one that was tech report. It may be together in that email, it might have been both there.
Start with the Skagit County report.
Go ahead.
This was contacted by Skagit County Commissioners to Elliott Bay Design Group to review the ferry, their ferry system. Let's see, Skagit County. What was interesting, they came up with three options. One was to put the boat back together the way it was, hoping to get 10 years out of it. They put another one together where they're going to put a section in the middle, get three, which is going to cost $3 million. The first one was a million something. The third one was to build an entirely new boat, which was, I think, was $8 million. And the county, the boat operators want a new one. The locals don't want any changes. Gee, I would have heard that before. And they had a, and it came down to the meeting that Mike and I went to, the last one, was that if they rebuilt the boat or extended the boat, they'd have to do it with their own money. But if they got a new one, they might be only a 75% match of, from other people. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I didn't go last night. I can guess was probably, I have a feeling there might have been some good theater there. But and they have an extensive report. The anti-boat group says that Elliott Bay cooked the report somewhat in their favor. I don't think so, but that's my opinion. I think it's pretty even-handed. But it's a very good read. And the one thing about it is they compare with Washington County. There's a couple comparisons they don't have quite right on, but Skagit County's operation runs a lot cheaper than ours and hauls as many passengers and cars as ours does.
Why is it a lot cheaper?
We don't know. It just is. Right. I think they run a tighter ship. And I think the other thing is, with the county government, we have the county council versus the county executive versus the public works, and they all get in a big brouhaha, and now they've got three commissioners and they make their decision within minutes, and it's a different animal. Mm-hmm. The ferry director is also a ferry captain. She's got her license, she drives the boat, and in my opinion she's very, very talented. She's a good communicator. I don't know how good of a boat driver she is, but she's a good communicator. And she has a very good staff. I've been there, I rode the boat with her back and forth, and a couple were pilots and other people, and I know the engineer who is great. You know, I mean, there's such a difference in the feeling of the operation when you go down to between this one. Every piece of equipment they have is better than they have. Everything. They've got a little... Now, I realize it would be really hard to have a terminal like they have over there in the reservation, but they have a little terminal with books you can take out to put back, and the crew quarters upstairs, and the docks. One thing that's interesting about the docks, that unless we tore these down, we couldn't do. And the same with Pierce County, they have it the same way. They have a car lane, and then they have about a sixth, they have a big bumper down the middle, and about 6 feet they can walk on. And so that helps loading. Mm-hmm. We don't have that. That somehow or other didn't get planned into what they built.
So they load people in cars at the same time and get them off.
Yeah.
I remember looking at that report. A lot of the extra cost was administrative. Theirs are so much cheaper.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, they go to the expense and miscellaneous.
That's really not our bailiwick, right? That,
no.
That other committee.
That's the other committee.
Yes, let's let them.
Okay, but anyway, it's a very good read, and they cover things very well. Very, very well.
Jim, can I add a little caveat?
Sure.
When you read the report, and I verified this with Rachel Royal after our meeting down there, they're comparing to the Whatcom Chief and Whatcom County only. They count round, they count trips over and back.
Oh, yeah.
Trips.
Yeah.
We count round trips, and they didn't realize that.
Right.
So when they say their cost per car loaded is 10 and ours is 20, that's really not correct.
Yeah, it's not correct.
Yeah, no.
So that was good for pointing that out.
That was pointed out by, yeah.
Well, with some, that was almost pointed out the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it would excuse the numbers the other way, then.
It's not as good as makes us look bad.
Yeah. How do the numbers come out?
They're still cheaper. They're and still, the fares are cheaper.
The fares are cheaper, the crew's cheaper, their administration costs are cheaper. All the way around. Now, they don't run as long. They quit at 8:30 on weekdays, and they quit at 11 o'clock on weekends. But...
Oh, so that's the difference.
Well, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter that much because of
the... Let the other team worry about that stuff. We got
to... Okay. Now we're on to the ferry hire. I was hoping they would call me today and tell us. We have a visit coming up.
Before we go on to the ferry hire, I suggest that we have this reading list.
Yes. Yes, we do. That's true.
I haven't read all of it, but I wanted to point out... One of the other things, there was two other things that were supposedly going on from last meeting, and I think you were going to see if you could find record of the two or three times past when the county said that the Whatcom Chief
was going
to... I don't think that was assigned to me, but I did...
Remember you said there were a couple of times where the county had decided that the chief had to be replaced?
No, that's...
There had to have been
back in 2007 or 2000.
We needed those pieces of paper. We need those documentations on the ferry.
Steve, you want the...
No, that's the other one that you read?
Well, you can...
Actually, that one is pretty good.
Well, this is the start. This is 2007, but it seems to me you guys were all excited about it. It was
1993.
And somewhere even before that, you thought and said that there was.
I know.
So I don't know if it'd be in a resolution because we can go back and look at the 93 resolutions and see if it's in there or where it would show up.
I have a feeling it's going to be buried because the ferry captain did it. And so I don't know how far it really got into the gears of the government. It was his opinion that the Whatcom Chief needed to be replaced in 1993.
Well, that was the point of that discussion the last meeting was that if we could find that paper and that documentation now. And realize that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, they were already thinking about replacing the ferry. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Well, just to clarify, I don't know what was happening in 93, but my right. Point when I was talking with Barbara about finding the... There had to be a county council resolution saying that, okay, we're going to go study a new ferry, which by inference means that we think that the, mm-hmm. the chief is too old. My reason for bringing that up is to... squelch commentary that says, hey, we can keep running the chief for...
Well, I realize that, but you've got to be careful, too, when we do that, that it doesn't encourage that comment that we can run it forever, because in 93, if we said we couldn't run it forever, this is 2015, and it's still running. So you got to be a little bit careful in how you use some of that information.
And the current report seems to say it's fit as a fiddle, so...
Well, I don't know what it says. I saw it.
Well, when the 25% wastage on bulkheads, I worry a little bit.
I think they say my wife just read a few snippets as we eat supper, but apparently the hull's in good shape from what they say.
Until it leaks.
That's what?
Until it leaks.
Well, we have to decide those things, but that was one thing we were doing. Actually, I thought Barbara was going to see if she could find...
She was.
And I don't think she's going to find anything.
Well, in 2001, they...
And that was, in regard to... don't lose your thought, but in regard to the Coast Guard saying that we had something written that says we can park cars the way they're being parked. And,
we cannot.
I don't think there's going to be...
No, I did ask for that.
That's the thing in this, too, since that can't be grandfathered.
Well, if we want those things, we have to sit down and ask for them and put together a letter like and the group is doing for Mike's signature, to ask Mr. Nye to get that information. If we want to make a list of those things, we need to make a list of what
we want. Is that a FOIA request?
Pardon?
A formal request?
Well, it's kind of a informal request to our ferry director, who is Mr. Nye now. And supposedly, if we send the information to Mike, he will forward that to Mr. Nye, asking that he get us that information. But we have to go through Mike in order to get it, because it needs his signature. So they won't let us just call and ask. And I see Mike, the other committee's asking for several things already, which is good.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me call Elliott Bay anymore.
Right. Well, whatever. We just have to go through the channels, and we'll do what we have to do. But so if we need to list those things before we leave here, so we can give them to Mike.
Weren't you looking for that on the internet?
I cannot find on the internet the design for the 35-car ferry.
No.
But there's a ton of information. You don't even have to ask for it. You just have to go to the website, do ferry design, or just type in the word ferry, and there's 10 pages with probably, I don't know, 14 or 15 reports. That's where all this stuff is coming from. And back in 2001, they hired Arthur Anderson, and then not Elliott Bay, but whoever the previous name of Elliott Bay, to do a study. And then I didn't read all the stuff, because I can spend days reading this stuff. There's all these reports are out there.
But what's interesting to me, it's like they went over here and drilled a test hole. Well, that report on the geotechnical report has all that information. It's like they're not reading things.
Well, maybe that information is there in that file. We just have to go find it.
A lot of it is.
Okay, we just have to go find those files and pull them up and reference them so we can figure out. That's the easiest way for us to find data saying that the Whatcom Chief is not in good shape or whatever. However you want to do it. So the intent of this group again is to, see if the Whatcom piece is viable or not, and then figure out if we have to replace it and replace it with what.
I think it's viable if you want a 12-car ferry.
But we just can't say those things.
You can't get us anywhere.
Since we've got a report of the thickness of the steel around that ferry.
Yeah.
Is there an independent engineer that could review that and give his evaluation of whether, in other words, your opinion, and I'm not disrespecting it, your opinion is that the current PE was being a little gratuitous in his rating.
Yes, that's correct.
And so my question is, how do we get, quote, an honest reading?
Well, we could add, I don't know if they'd hire Elliott Bay to do one. It's going to be expensive. I know what they would have to say. I mean, I can almost...
Well, assuming that all they had to do was look at the numbers.
Yeah.
Assuming the numbers are correct.
Well, the thing that... what I'm not sure at the boat, as long as you want to keep putting money, it won't run forever.
Well, okay, so...
The thing I'm worried about is the way they load it. And to me, that... if you want to cut the capacity down to where it's got legal loading on it, we're in trouble. We're in real trouble, because that'll be down... I bet you it wouldn't be over 14 at the most. And that's the thing that really worries me. Yeah, you can keep putting that thing back. Like Frank Ebert told me, he said, we can keep putting it back together forever. But it's also gone over the viability range. It's costing $300,000 a year to fix it.
To $500.
It's gone as high as $500,000. And then they come out with a report saying that they could sell it for, what was it,
$900,000?
$900,000.
No.
Well,
Yeah, Nye just came up.
That's what they said in the report.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe market that. Value. Nobody in their right mind would pay $900,000 for that boat and throw $300,000 in it a year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't do it. It might end up as a fish barge somewhere.
My argument goes back again that we keep saying all this stuff, but we don't have any data to prove it.
Well,
we've got to put it together somewhere.
You can't. And that's my point is that you shouldn't have to.
cooler heads have already said that the boat needs to be replaced.
Right. Okay.
You can drive a 58 Oldsmobile in Havana forever.
I understand that, but we just can't sit here and keep saying that. We've got to say, who are those cooler heads? What did they say?
You can never resolve the question of does the chief really need to be replaced?
Okay? Yes, exactly. I agree.
You cannot say yes or no.
So
you can hire an engineer to say yes.
What's the right question then, Bill? I mean, if that's not the right question, what question do we need to be asking?
I think you need to move past that question and just take it for granted that the chief needs to be replaced, which has already been done by the county council. We're chewing the same tobacco twice.
Okay, and I agree with that. That's what we talked about last time. But all I'm saying is we just need the paperwork that says the county council has said it's no good, because the current county council will not say that.
Do they not have to justify when they spent the money for these reports?
No. Who do they justify to?
They made a resolution to design a new boat, and they did design a new boat. They spent a ton of money.
$246,000.
How much?
$246,000. It's in the report.
And they can just pay that without any justification?
Not can they?
And that's the start of it, or maybe that's all of it. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too specific, but somewhere, you know, because we hit it in our life act meetings every time. And, well, that boat will run forever. There's nothing wrong. And we've got to beat that argument.
Well, I think the way to beat the argument is a safety issue. It does not meet spec.
Well, and I'm going to play bad guy here again and keep doing it until I get the problem. But what I'm saying is the only way you're going to find out is call the Coast Guard and say, come and look. And then who is going to be if you're down at $42,000? Well, I'm just trying to be practical. In order to make your guys' point, what you want to do is you've got to show them this information.
We
can't talk about it forever.
Let's have the county come up and say they've got a waiver.
Well, then write that on your list, that's number right one. Let's ask the county.
But what do you say?
It's in here, 2007, they had a waiver. And they're saying...
Waiver for safety issues?
The county's already said they need a bigger boat. If you read those reports, they need a 30 to 35 character.
You guys are reading this. You need to pull this stuff out.
I don't think they have a waiver because of the...
I swear I read that in here.
Because the attorney for the Passenger Vessel Association says the waivers have to be written on the certificate of inspection, and I saw the one day, and there is nothing.
Well, if nothing else, we should ask for a copy of this waiver and see what it says. We would like a copy of.
Well, I think it was that Richardson made a deal with the Coast Guard because they were going to replace the boat for him to lay off.
That it is an ADA.
And, of course, the people down at the Coast Guard inspection, they get, you know, somebody moves to Georgia, somebody moves to Hawaii, you know. Yeah. The institutional memory's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think we need to let them produce the document if they've got it. And then...
Are you saying that any research that is going to be done has to be done through this process? Mike asking for something?
No.
Any information we want from the county, rather than doing a public disclosure, if we can't find it on a list like he's got, is to go through Mike to ferry manager now, this Robert Nye.
What's a public disclosure? Is that the
FOIA? Well, that's a letter you have to officially fill out.
That's a FOIA.
Mm-hmm. Right? We shouldn't have to do that being part of the county system, and that's what they're saying. If we go to Mr. Guy, we can get that information.
I have a feeling we're going to have to in some of these.
Well, but if that waiver exists...
Waiver from Coast Guard Rays.
Yep.
Right.
On the automobile loading.
And the issue would be, along with that question, is so if there is an injury, then who's liable?
The captain's liable right off the
bat. Well, I'm just saying, then that becomes a question. You have to get to the heart of this.
I talked to...
The waiver is a fine thing, excuse me, but, you know, then you waiver, so it happens, then who pays?
It would go through the captain, right up through the Coast Guard ranks, and right to Washington, D.C.
Coast Guard wrote a waiver.
Yeah, and the only waiver that I am familiar with, it's kind of like this was on the old steel electrics. They had two compartments, and they were divided right in the middle, and because of that, they weren't supposed to run more than a mile from shore.
And because they were running out the islands and other places like this, and Port Townsend, which is like 6 miles, they got a waiver from the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard's opinion was it would be really weird if the boat got hit dead center.
I think it's really important we solve that one, because that's a big part of the argument. And if they have a waiver, depending on what it says, that kicks that argument right out.
Even though,
in terms of doing a different fare.
Even if they don't have a waiver,
then we got a question.
And even if they do have one,
well, let's see what it says.
This is an issue that could happen. Mm-hmm. And you know what's it called? The actuarial tables? They're not in their favor. It's gone a long time. Well, we've never had this problem. Yeah, well, like my old joke, the circus elephant never died either before. Okay.
Wouldn't it be better if we just take the Whatcom Chief, list the pros and the cons, and work on the cons? Because I don't think we're going to find a lot of pros.
We've done a lot of that in Life Act, and we can bring that information, because I've got a presentation in here that basically shows that stuff. So it's not that we haven't done that. But see, that argument's not flying yet, because you're still getting reports that say it's in good shape. We don't have any proof that says they have a waiver and it's whether it's safe or not. You know, so we're just talking these things. We don't have anything that will support what we're saying.
But you got the county right here in 2007 or 2005 states that they need a 25 to 35 car ferry.
Okay. Highlight those
right here.
The argument
right in their little.
I realize that, but
and it probably is in this one too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
All I'm saying is, let's find the documentation where this stuff is in.
It's interesting.
So we can reference it.
Right. Their logic for the 35, because if you get much over 20, what they say, the Whatcom Chief right now can do 5 trips every 2 hours. If you get much over that, it will do 2 trips an hour. The 35 will still do 2 trips an hour, so by the time you add the number of cars up, you're way ahead.
Yeah, because it's a 40-foot increase.
Well, see, that becomes your argument then.
Yeah.
If you want to go that way, you've got to figure out, because for a dollar or so, you're going to get a 35-car ferry.
Mm-hmm.
That solves that problem without blinking an eye. Then you've got to address the rest of things that come with that ferry.
Right.
Yeah, it's right here. It says right now you do 5 runs every 2 hours equals 100 cars.
Another waiver, though.
If you do that for the 20 cars that we have now, if you get a 35 car, it'll be 2 trips an hour, which end up being 140 cars as opposed to 100.
Now, I also know that if you ticketed differently, you could probably.
Every 2 hours.
So, what was the Chief designed to hold in cars?
16.
16, so we're running 4 cars better?
Uh-huh.
And there were bigger cars back then.
And if you look at the design of the Whatcom Chief, they didn't. That ruling was not obviously wasn't in effect, because the cars were butted out against the outside, leaving a center open. Now, at the time in 1962, what were most cars? What were the interior like? They had a bench seat, so you could get out from either side. It's not that way anymore. Everything's buckets and shifters and everything else. It'd be hard to get over.
It's key that waiver will be
okay.
See if they have one or not.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to know some things? Well, I'll go over really quickly right now what I found out from some of the... I talked to Matt Nichols, the CEO of Nichols Brothers, and his chief designer, who's a lady. And I said, what is the difference in cost, let's say, between a 24 and a 35 car ferry? And he said, not much. He says, he's told me this before, the cost of the boat is in the ends of the boat. The engines, the propellers, the steering, all that stuff. He says the center comes pretty cheap. It would be more expensive, but not a great deal. Then I asked, because the other night when we were talking, Mike and Jim, sometime, we were looking at, you know, maybe designing a new 4-lane boat. And we said, you know, we've got a real good hull design. The Whatcom Chief is a good hull design. Let's just widen it out a little bit and stretch it. And they said, you might as well start over. They said, but because of the difference in the regulations, they could copy the outside of it. They said that wouldn't be bad. But the difference in the regulations and the bracing and everything else, by the time they got done, you might spend 90% of what you would have otherwise and maybe done some work.
That's an important thing to document.
Yeah. And
you can't do that with the Chief. I mean, that's something you need to... The Chief can no longer be...
You couldn't build one like it anymore.
Couldn't build one like it.
No.
But you could stretch it. Could you stretch it and widen it?
I wouldn't. It's too old.
Cost a fortune.
It would cost a fortune. Look at what.
Well, we say that.
Well, we got a pretty good proof of that right here. For one car length, was $3.4 million.
Okay.
On the Guaymas.
Wow.
So.
To extend it.
To extend it, one car length.
Plus, you can get the Hiyu for a buck.
Well, that, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be
so
the right guy.
It's not worth it. It's too old. You know, because by the time you work that thing over, you're going to be tearing the decks off. You're going to be replacing a whole bunch of plate, probably both ends around the shafts and everything. Well, you know darn well there's metal fatigue in there. That's what killed that stern tube. I remember one of the crew told me there was a square chunk about this big out of the tube. Well, that's metal fatigue. And notice they didn't let us see it either. And so we know we've got some issues there. And so you pour $4 or $5 million in the Hawkton Chief, and you could have spent $3 million more and got a new one. It's not worth it. It's okay, just well, not worth it.
Because we've got to, if we want to start where you're saying, Bill, is that basically the county has already said it needs to be replaced, then we've got to organize that thought somehow and write it down so we have that to start with.
Would there be minutes of the council meeting leading up to that decision?
Very well could be.
Oh,
they're
yes.
easy to find.
Yes, there's tons of them.
You're talking 1993?
No, yes. 2006.
Well, 93 too.
93 was brought for by Bill Holly. And I don't know where we're going to find that. But he said it died in the county executive office. He said they were in there and they were going to try to get them, you know, and it died there.
Is that Dave Holly's dad?
No.
Well, but the mail should still be there. They should have copied it, put it in the file. You know, it should still be there.
Now, Bill can be called
online,
on the phone.
There's some 91 and 93 stuff online.
But how about 2006 and 2007?
Nancy, you can go in and go to the Whatcom County Council, and there there's ordinances and resolutions. And you can go from that page, and there's a list for every year, ordinances and resolutions.
You know how to tell me to do that?
And that's just the ordinances and resolutions. That's not the minutes. There's another minutes column up there, and I haven't ever gone back and looked through all the minutes.
But if you could pin it down to the dates and all that.
That's right. You could find roughly the dates, then go look for the minutes from those dates, from the council meetings from those dates. That's back far enough that we're probably three council members back then.
Mm-hmm. 2006. Complete design package for 35.
But I'm saying we need to start going as a group and digging in and looking at that stuff and picking stuff up so we can find it.
Right in their plan for this year. They have to do this every year.
But it stated.
Well, that's why we need to ask the question. We can't find it.
Not grandfather.
So you're saying somebody has to go to the county courthouse and talk to them?
No. If we leave here in your minutes tonight with a list of things we want to ask, Jim and I and Stu or Stu and Jim or somebody will put a note together to Mike. Say, Mike, could you ask Robert and I to get us this information? That's basically what we're doing. I think Mike seems to already have a format for that. And we just got to go get in that list of that stuff to Mike and a note from us saying our committee would like to have this information.
Our Mike here, this Mike.
No,
Mike McKenzie.
So if you say to him we want to see all the information that led up to the decision to contract with these guys, that's how you write a FOIA.
I asked for that at that meeting when the ferry guys.
I think you have to be more specific.
Well, he might be working on it.
I'm not sure. And I don't think, you know, I don't know. We can try anything we like and see what we get.
Mm-hmm. I actually did ask for that when the ferry, when I was here last week. They asked for all the stuff about the new ferry. And I know
good, well, maybe it'll come.
Because there's a book. I know it's about that thick that Elliot Bay did.
Could I ask a question? Has anybody put together since the last report that they said the boat was not functioning anymore properly, has anybody done a culmination of all the annual maintenance that's been put in to add it up to how much you've dumped into an old boat?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
You've got
did
that?
Did you do it? I published it on next door. It's about $350,000 a year.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the total, so that you have the fact of
it. In the mid-2000s,
what it's costing to keep it running is
laughing. Yeah, right, keep running. But you've already put that money in.
That's it. That was it.
Look,
they put it in the blocks and part of it came in.
Right, this is just maintenance money. There was a rumor that they had to spend $800,000 to replace the house at some point.
They were going, well, there was that in wiring or something. We could,
yeah, they mentioned that here. In this.
But you're saying that that would be something you could put on a chart and say, this has cost us this much over 20 years.
Yeah, and this is the anticipated, if you think of
it. It's a good idea, but you're going to have that same number or a similar number with a different ferry, so you've got to compare.
Not necessarily.
You're still going to have a maintenance.
You're going to have a maintenance. Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a maintenance cost, but it'd be considerably lower.
Well, that would be the hope, and probably less dry dock would be the hope. So you just got to be right. Able to. You're wanting to do a comparison with that.
Well, yeah, I'd break it down so that they have the feeling that this is what you've dumped into something, which is no.
Right. And if we'd have done this, we'd only dumped this much.
ABART in the past always talked about wanting a new ferry, but I'm wondering if he's really, is that disingenuous, or does he really? And if he does, do they have the bond floating capabilities? For
yes,
the ferry?
They do.
Okay.
Should have floated last year.
Yeah, so we kept saying last year, can't remember.
Right.
Basically, as Barbara Brenner put it, the boys in the county want a brand new toy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't want anything used. They want to buy everything new. And as a business, you know, that makes some sense. But in reality, it maybe doesn't.
Okay.
U.S. Coast Guard regulations require periodic, I can't say, inspection of all ferries, blah, 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 anyway. Each vessel is required to be dry docked every 2 years. Just that Whatcom County's been doing it every year.
Right.
Right there could save us a whole bunch of money.
Well, there you go.
If it's not necessary. And they're saying here they could take the Whatcom Chief, use it as backup, and then do the dry dock on it every other year. And it's up to the county that schedules dry dock every year. The Coast Guard doesn't.
No, they've just been doing it that way all the time.
So, right
well,
there,
they have a list they have to do every year.
That's because it's an old boat.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if you get a newer boat, you don't have to dry dock.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Right.
And that's Carol's point.
Well, I'll play the bad guy again. You're really if you're looking at the high, you're really not buying a newer boat.
Except that the State Ferries has never taken it in more than once every 2 years. Its whole life.
And the president,
and the
in fact, well, for a while, didn't take it at all.
And I think you kept telling me, too, that the... I lost my thought. the high... Oh, where was I starting? I lost the whole thought.
What's for dinner?
You said it's an older boat.
The point was, just thank you, was that they actually did a total rebuild on it halfway through.
They did a total...
Which
they don't
changes it.
Call it a rebuild, but in 2007, they went to reactivate it after the steel electric disaster. And the Coast Guard inspector put a ball peen hammer through the rub rails that has been sitting for about 10 years without moving.
This is the higher?
The higher. And they had to send it to the shipyard. They ended up replacing the rub rails, the upper hull, and part of the deck. And so they didn't call it a rebuild, but I would call it one. And rebuild the edges and the reduction gears and everything else.
So you have a boat that's similar to the same age, but it had much better maintenance for whatever reason, or much better repair. So
and it's also because... What's interesting about the high is the cycle time. The Whatcom Chief, I did an off-the-cuff figuring out how many years it ran at the high you ran at Point Defiance and Inter Island, and figured out the length of the trip. What kills the boat is the cycle. It's a stop and start. That's what does it. The reduction gears, the shafts, and everything else. It can go cruising out there forever and never wear out. The Caillou has less than 25% the cycles on that the Whatcom Chief does.
Mm-hmm.
And that means something. It really does.
You're talking about cycles of the engine?
Stop and go. Yeah.
Longer runs and less
wear them out. Because if you just leave that engine running, it's better than starting and stopping.
It's all the reversing.
Yeah.
Steering.
Yeah.
Everything that goes on when you're coming into dock.
Yeah, and they hit full reverse.
Your stress levels go way
up. If they're keeping up a schedule. If they're doing a schedule twice an hour as opposed to three times an hour, maybe Joe Blow doesn't necessarily have to hit full reverse. He can gently come in because he's got time.
Right, you had something?
Yeah, when you start comparing vessels to apples and look at overall maintenance cost on new, used, ABC, to answer Carol's question, Diane has the maintenance breakdown for the Whatcom Chief back to 2007, and she's requested the breakdown of the ERR fund for 2011, 12, and 13, which will give her that final piece of information for dry dock. So you'll have 9 years of dry dock costs, plus all the other costs.
Equipment repair and replacement.
So as soon as she gets that information, that'll be available to the committee.
Bobby, thank you. Okay, well, anyway, the hydrant was also built like a bloody tank. It was intended to be had 60 foot added to the middle of it. It never got it. And it's built just like a large ferry. In Elliott Bay's review of the Guaymas here, they claim that you cannot treat the bigger ferries on the same schedule that you can the small ones because they're inherently flimsier. The smaller ones are. And so they say the bigger ferry with the midlife extension of about 30, 35 years should last probably 60 years. Now that's the Passenger Vessel Association report grudgingly gave the Waukesha State Ferries 60 years with a midlife rebuild, 45 years without. And the other guys are all 28 years and, you know, 36 years.
Yeah, but if nobody's honoring that and just keeping on running, that doesn't affect anything.
Well,
if there's nothing that says you have to quit at 60 years,
Well, that was one thing the state did adopt was the 60-year limit. And that's why the Evergreen State was supposed to go to the banana yard back in June.
But all I'm saying is you know that the county and many of the people on the island don't care about that because all they want to do is keep running the Whatcom Chief. It doesn't make any difference what the Coast Guard says.
That's
true. It doesn't make any difference what the maintenance report says. It's just that we want the Whatcom Chief.
You know, I think that people looking at it, women particularly, if they see a ferry that looks nice, that's going to make them much more receptive to the idea.
Well, we need to get that trip planned.
The Hayu doesn't look nice on the outside.
It what?
It does. Well, it does in a way, yeah. They painted it last in 2007. So it's got some rust streaks and spots. And
it looks as good as the Chief did before it went into dry dock.
That's true. And inside, it's gorgeous.
Well, that'll...
It's you know... I know, they keep one or two...
Have those pictures, or I couldn't find them last time. Maybe that was it. We had pictures of the interior and all that stuff.
It's just polished. Even the engine rooms, polished. Huh. Well, of course, they've got a guy there 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. What's he doing? I don't know what he does. And when we were there, they had two of them on it.
Oh, I've got to use the web so I can't do it.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Has anybody invited Nye to come along to see that?
Well, we've got to get our date, and then we'll throw that in for me. Okay. I'll go with the... Nancy, you have something?
How are you going to invite people? Who are you going to invite?
Well, first, I think it should go to the committees. I don't know. What they told me was that for every person they had there, they could have 8 people on board. This is their ruling at Eagle Harbor. Now, more could come, but they'd have to get off. And wait, somebody else was on. And I said, well, can you get 3? Because that's what they had last time. They said, yeah, we can probably get 3. They can probably get 3 people on board. That would be 24. And then, some of them might have to get off. And she says, you're not going to take 24 people to the engine room. But I said, no, I doubt if we're more than 6 or 8 are going to want to go to the engine room. Everybody's going to be out sitting in the nice benches upstairs.
And then she was back to what we wanted to do a long time ago, bring it up here.
Mm-hmm. It's going to cost us probably $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah.
And now that they fixed the Gooseberry dock, it won't land there.
Is there any more money left in Flip?
No, not that kind of money.
The postage money, right?
Now we can get a better idea. We almost had a drive by where they would come by, circle around in circles, and we'd have
a whole bunch of pictures,
and then head down to Eagle Harbor. But they decided to set it to Anacortes instead.
Well, here's some of these aren't the ones. Didn't I show these last time?
Yeah, I think you did. But we can look at Jennifer hasn't seen.
Still, I want to maybe check into that, see if they'll bring it up.
Well, we'll ask them when we're there.
All you gotta do is tell you no.
You have to be able to get on it.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna be able to get on it.
Yeah, we'll bring it in here.
Down the engine room, go up in the wheelhouse, go everywhere on it. We went everywhere on it.
It'll come in on this side. I can show you. You can move the dolphins, it won't fit over there.
Actually, you could probably get that ramp that they have and throw it between there and make it. Yeah,
or a 2x8.
Well, that was a trek.
Oh. Walking on a 2x8.
That was a trek. We were walking
on a 2x4.
Two satellite switch.
Point at a 2x4.
Where's the closest? It was a 2x6 to go to the trek. That did not feel good.
Behind you.
Okay. Behind that cabin, I believe. Make a presentation for a bunch of people?
Yes. And so.
What is kind of a number you're talking about?
Well, like I said, for every every person that the state puts on board the boat, they can have 8 people.
Crew member.
Yeah. Oh, I see
what you mean.
So
what
three
would be.
So
what would be wrong?
Is
it an
airport?
Is
that
my
understanding? No, it's an Eagle Hawk.
It
could
be four.
It's on Bamber Island. Bamber Island. Right. Not that bad a deal. We went down.
Just wondering whether you could just have a bus that puts how many people on a bus? A great big bus.
No, we should not pay for that.
What?
We could just. I think we just carpool.
We could carpool.
It's not that. I don't remember how many
people. The best thing to do, though, is get it up here, and then everybody on the island can come look at it.
Now, that would be
something. Yeah, for a ride around the island.
That would be great. Hey, party.
Jim can
they would love it.
If we could get $5 in each head.
Right onto the boat.
Yeah.
Now, when you first walk up to it, it looks kind of big.
It does.
But it's actually all because of the big old house on it.
Well, it is bigger.
It is.
It's wider.
It looks wider.
I've rode on it many times.
Yeah, others have said that.
Yeah.
They're kind of telling you.
To measure?
There's half a boat.
Right from there is
half
the boat.
That's what they replaced
it. Yeah. The trouble is it doesn't look cute like the
sheep
does.
That's right.
And that's
no, it does look cute. You get down there, it is cute. It actually really is.
Jim, you think any fairies
cute? No, I don't.
Is cuteness a necessary attribute of a fairy?
To many people.
I was just going to say, that's trouble.
I think it's cute.
And then the girls are all
there. There. Like a 56 Cadillac.
See, there you go. Pink and gray.
Yeah.
It has a charm to it. You get in there and you start looking around that thing and it's like, oh wow, this is really nice. And that's what she looks like.
You have what?
6 lanes. Yeah. Actually four.
Four and a half. Five and a half.
Five and a half or something like that. Yeah.
How high is the middle?
16 feet.
Oh, okay.
It's high enough for 19 wheeler can get on to the middle.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
2 lanes.
Well, what about people who can't do stairs?
Well, I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I don't remember how many.
It really is not cute.
No,
well, you got to remember you're looking at a picture.
It actually is, and it feels a lot smaller than you think it would look like here. It does. You get on the deck, and it's...
That was a picture from the backside. Same thing.
Yeah.
Do you have them upstairs, too?
It's got a little
yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
This one just shows the condition. I mean, this is not a lot of paint problem.
But you see, did you get the drawings?
Yeah, I got.
Okay, we'll show. We'll work on that in a second here.
But you know, we could convert some of this and make one side an ADA.
You could either go part way out into a lane and lose a car space.
Yeah.
Or you could even put an elevator in it and then it would go through one of the upstairs.
You could sell vegetables there. You could have a
market. Souvenirs.
This is just one side.
That's
so there's two sides and there's a bathroom 7
minutes?
Here.
Yeah,
that's on both sides. And I'll show some pictures of that.
Oh my gosh.
It's even a little cafeteria.
I mean,
we need a longer route.
It's over. Yeah, you know, you need to put the dock on the other side of the island.
Yeah.
We need to go to Lango Bay.
Bellingham Bay, I don't know.
Well, it would be really nice in the floods.
And so, you know, whether you use the laboratories is something you may not deal with, because then you have to deal with them. Because then you have to have somebody come and suck out your sewage, and you have to do all these things. So you may not want to do that. But in an emergency.
Like last year when the wind was so strong.
Yeah, they had to be out there for hours, three hours or something.
Here's going into where the...
There's also a little stateroom, and I can't remember.
We didn't take pictures of it. It's back in that corner back
there. Okay.
Here's the house up on top.
See, now this, you could do your own maintenance when it was running up here.
I think there's a little stateroom in there, too.
Yeah, there is. Captain.
And that's about all that took it out. So it wouldn't let us take any pictures in the
in the engine room or inside the house.
Why? Yeah. Yeah, they said it was Homeland Security.
When was this last?
You see, when you get Jim standing on the dock there, you're starting to look at the nose of this thing. It's not as big as it's, it's just the way it's designed. It looks.
Or maybe Jim's.
And that nose. I don't know about the dolphins on the other side now, whether it'll fit in there or not.
It would have been the dolphin on the foot part. Yeah.
Yeah. So I see they've got all that down in this. That was just looking across the deck at the fire equipment. Okay. Yeah. And that's one of the other things about this ferry that's good, you've got much better fire protection.
She's full H class for
full H class, so if you do have a fire on it, you're gonna be protected.
Welcome Chief, that's one fire hydrant.
I think it has any, but these are just pictures from the other. Yeah. And they look big because you don't have anything put to scale. But here's the handrail. Look how, look, if you're standing there, you're this big. So, you know, you're standing half this deck height.
You get down about halfway down the tunnel on the one side, you start looking out, and you go, oh, it's really not that big.
Okay, that's that's the trek there. So I don't know if everybody's seen the trek, but that's what the trek
that's is. That's the one we could have had for dry dock.
Without the sand. Without the sand.
Yes.
Sure
they had a sea, they had a seafarer, they had dancing girls on board, you know.
I believe we had some information.
That's the house. I mean, it's, it was a great little ferry. It does just about what the chief does.
An appropriate point on that.
Anyway, you want to go to the drawings?
Yeah, let's go to the drawings.
You have the maintenance costs on the Hy-U, right?
State has them. We
no, we don't. We don't.
We guessed it was about two thirds the cost of the first 23rd. Mm-hmm. It's about two thirds the size, which is about the same as the Whatcom Chief over 2 years. The one Pierce County ferry has about the same.
Wait, Nancy, he's gonna. I don't know if you want to stay up here watching. I don't know what part you want
to
look
at. Go to the deck arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Upper decks.
Well, yeah, go to the upper decks first.
Well, that's just the one up on top. Yeah.
But there's what it looks like on top. You can see the two. These are the original drawings of the boat. You can see what it looks like. There's the pilot. That's the pilot house. And there's your other ones.
This is the next deck down. When we took the pictures of the benches, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, they're obviously laid out different than this. Mm-hmm. But here's your stairs down.
That was all redone in 2007. Yeah.
And here's the two laboratories. And actually, this one end right in here was changed to the stateroom. It's been remodeled. These are original drawings.
And they cut a little bit off of that one side because they got an inflatable boat.
They put a boat on. So
what do you do in there? That's the first floor.
That's where those you saw where the bench seats were and stuff.
It's got two passenger
cabins. Well, that little stateroom desk. You could put an elevator in that.
Well, yeah,
you probably could.
But for ADA.
The elevator would probably come up through one of the bathrooms, so we'd have to move the bathroom.
You've got way too many bathrooms on your need. You can probably take a bathroom, you know, if you're going to use them at all.
Well, except we're probably going to only use one side for passengers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you got to get it first, and you got to get there, so.
Yeah. Now, you look at the deck. Car deck arrangement. There you go.
What about for people that stay down below and don't want to come because they got dogs?
They just stay right in the car?
Yeah.
No, they don't have a car. They walk on dogs.
Now, you could do a couple things. You could come into here.
Right. Walk on people that have dogs. Dogs are not allowed in the cabin.
Right. Well, you can stay on the deck. Okay, walk around on the deck. I had some of you guys. You're in the ferry.
At least it's covered.
yeah, this is covered. That's covered.
Yeah, I'm gonna get up here and get in the way. Right in here. You can see there's a couple. One of these has got the CO2 arrangements. I think that one. The rest of them are paint lockers and gear lockers. If you were to go into one of these, you'd come up into one of the bathrooms for an elevator. Otherwise, that the thing to do would be just kind of kick out here in front of it, lose part of a car lane, get bicycles, motorcycles, something else there, and then you have your ADA on the
yeah, you can.
So what you're talking about? Underneath over here, you only have one lane, so there are two.
Oh, there's two.
But if you have to bump it out, you'd lose one lane.
You'd lose part of the car length, probably.
So they have to come in one car, then double up after they get
there. Yeah, and we'd have to pull these ones by and then park them behind it.
Well, you slap people when they can't get it right to get two.
we're just talking about ADA, so.
Yeah.
So but actually, we don't have to.
You don't have to.
You don't have to do the ADA. It's not a safety rule.
ADA is a different rule. This thing is too, this thing's old before they had it. So we wouldn't have to do it at all. What the state of Washington does is they put a porta potty on the deck. Look, and you know, it looks horrible. Here's this,
yeah, that is tacky.
You know, typical porta potty out there, and they don't have any place to get out of the rain.
Those are small things to solve once you decide you can get the ferry. So,
so you got an option of an elevator or a little kick out.
Yeah, I would suggest an elevator. Probably too expensive for a 10-minute run. Well, you do something on the deck.
Do the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so if you're bringing people on like you do already, prior to cars coming on, they can get in this facility here.
Yeah.
Part of the cars coming. Yeah. You probably don't have to lose it.
Raymond told me.
Then the cars get off and they come out of the little room and then they go.
200 people is 5 seats on ADA. I thought it would be more than that, but she said it was 5.
Well, I mean, you can one on this side, one on this side. I mean, I'm just saying.
Just have one.
Don't spend a lot of money right now.
Don't spend a lot of money. And the the engines were rebuilt in last November. They're the original engines. Hmm. And they're low-speed engines. Thing goes, whoop, 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 whoop. And according, I called Caterpillar. I asked them, do you still have parts? They said, the only parts we don't have are heads. And the heads are in 2-cylinder blocks, and they've gone out. And
now, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's a good picture.
That's a great picture.
Of course, if you paint it.
It's got to have fresh paint.
Yeah.
And a good all color.
You know, you can paint everything.
See, that brings it more into scale when you see a couple of cars on there.
Yes, it does.
You see a person probably sitting up here in the room.
Okay, I got a question, though. This is major. Okay. These cars are facing that way, and these cars are facing that way.
Well, that's Cedar Island.
That's the
what? They just turn around. Yeah.
They bring on one side.
And they do what they call the inner island spin. They get up right in the front, they back the car up, do a right angle, and come off, and take the drive them off. Mm. And sometimes they actually park them in different ways, depending on what they're doing.
It really is. This ferry just doesn't know where it's coming or going.
I just don't like they get in the middle and then they go out.
Do you want
how they cut the cabin off to put the...
this is that gal down south driving it.
They cut the cabin off and put the inflatable on there with the crane. Yeah, so they lost a little bit of cabin.
Well, that other space right over here is where the stateroom is.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you change
the name of the boat?
Why? I like it.
I just asked.
Do you know what it means?
Sure you can.
That's not the point.
We got a ways to get there. We got a short time. So the name of the game is the chief is needs to be replaced. If you don't want to replace, you can't. But you're not going to have another shot for a buck. You know, at a ferry.
Yeah.
So you've got to figure out a way to make that argument. That's bottom line what you're trying to do.
Again, is there any way of getting solid figures on the operating costs and maintenance?
We know the operating costs. It burns in an 18-hour day on the inner island or down below, it burns 300 gallons a day.
We don't want the answer. You got to listen to what he's saying. We need a solid
figure.
We need
on
a
paper.
Piece of paper that tells us this.
And it's got to be presented very simply. Like this one uses half of what the other does. Not number of gallons.
We got to get the facts first.
Here we go a little bit.
Don't we make a presentation?
Well, we're not. This is one that, I don't know if this is the one I did or one that...
Well, I think it was a draft one. It was an early one.
Well, I can go back. That's the higher the chief. I don't have one on the higher chief. But we did all this analysis just like this with the Plattsburgh.
Oh, right.
And we went through and these were the differences. But
19 feet wide.
I don't think. Maybe I did do this.
There's the galleries there.
I went through the thing and figured out what the idle times and everything were.
What is it? They changed
20 runs a day, which is what, bare minimum, what it would take to replace it.
See, here's the argument. I'm going to play bad guy again. Well, Jim's not an expert.
That's right, he isn't.
No,
so how are those numbers going to go? We need to go find an expert. So where are the numbers written? I'm playing.
Yeah, I'm playing your game here.
Yeah.
Well, I got the number of the Caterpillar sheets. That's what I got.
Okay. Well, he did reference it and figure out how he did it.
The Caterpillar people say this engine is an excellent, excellent engine. And like they said, they've been out buying dead ones and rebuilding the heads and putting them on the shelf. They figure they'll have parts for another 20 years.
Okay.
The
see, only 20 years on a 60-year plan?
Yeah, well, I figure the high is good for 15 years.
I'm not going to
that puts it in about 63 years old, as it's done. And
it means it won't be looked at for 20 years.
Well, you know, but that what
that is one
because some of the people are saying that we've got this problem coming up. We may not be landing here. We got to figure out one of the they're
one
saying
of the better things about having the Hiyu here than the Chief.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
bigger vessel.
Yeah,
it'll take you to Fairhaven. They can all go to Fairhaven. You guys all the ones going to Fairhaven?
No.
What? If we have
We got a 35-year lease. What the hell?
There's also the picture of the two of them side by side.
Yeah, I got that.
I did this out of the.
Well, we already had it because I had it. No, take it back. You did this. I get the one I did. No.
There it is.
This is what we were just looking at.
That's the Chief of the Notre Dame.
What we were looking at was the Chief from the Plattsburgh.
Oh, in the Plattsburgh. Okay.
There you are.
That's the photo. No, yeah, both that was sketches.
That's the scale.
That's the scale?
Yeah.
And which is which?
Oh. That's the Chief right there.
That's the Chief.
Oh, and okay, that's the Hiyu.
And there's the Hiyu.
I think you like the Hiyu because you got rid of that green.
That's state green.
Washington State green.
Yeah. If it was a different color, I think you would like that. It would, since you're saying it's not cute.
I didn't like the green, actually, myself.
Well, let's go back again. Is this a document that we want to reference?
Yes.
Regarding the life, and is this a document we want to reference, as Jansen was pointing out, that how far off track they are?
Yeah.
Does somebody need to sit down with this and see where we are now versus what they predicted in 2007?
So I figured out, and what... But I'm not an accountant, and I'm not expert on all that. But
no, I'm not. I'm trying to say I'm still playing the game. I'm trying to get data that says the Chief needs to go.
Mm-hmm. And they stated in there in roundabout ways, and some of it direct, but it's not carried from 2007 to 2008 or 2009. That's the issue.
It was all estimates, and their estimates are way higher.
Well, see, all I'm saying is we got to figure out a way to use their stuff against them.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do. We have to look at this stuff closer.
So we're going to come up with a draft document that we send to Mike McKenzie, and then he'll send it off to the county?
Regarding the waiver thing.
Yeah.
Right. That's the only thing we're asking.
Who's going to do that?
Well, between Stu and me, or Stu and Jim, or Jim and me, I don't care.
I can write it up, and I'll send it to you.
We just need to send it out either from Stu or from me.
Okay, you've got enough in that document there without finding the 1993 document.
Now, 1993, we may have a real trouble finding.
I think I'd like to look for something.
There's some out there.
I'd like to find.
There's some 1993 documents.
I'd be careful. As I caution, we have to be careful how we use it because the 1993 is 21 years ago.
Right.
You know, and it's still running. And then the question came up: what does it cost to keep it running that long from then? Yeah. Could we have a new boat?
$350,000 per year.
But didn't you say like 2000 when they, or was that Barbara that said that they wanted to replace the Botkin Chief.
That was when it started.
That was when the process started?
Yeah.
I have no idea when it was. I assume that if they did the report in 2006 that they started a year or two before that.
Well, like I said, 2001 is when they hired Arthur Anderson and whoever the predecessor of
I just think we all need to go in and sit there.
And there should be some information there about the Watkins Chief. I think that would help.
I don't know.
Just go in and start looking at that list of stuff that you had on ferries, what the resolution
was. 2007.
When is the state going to...
Okay.
Get rid of it.
They officially in June 30th, but I got... Thanks to the West Coast Ferry Forum, which has a bunch of spies that work for the state.
Here, I've got it.
And managed to post things that they're not supposed to.
What did you call it? I have it here.
No,
it's here. He sent it to me.
It's probably down a little farther.
No, it's
keep going back a little bit. Go back. It's
This document right here.
This is not supposed to be public.
But what does it say? I looked at it and I'm not sure what it was saying.
It's basically saying get rid of the Hiyu.
Yeah.
When? Does it say that?
That's one of his short-term actions.
Her short-term.
So we're assuming by next spring.
I'm willing to bet as the minute the Samish hits the water, the Hiyu is going to go to, which will be about December or January, the Hiyu is going to go on the block.
Okay. Now, Nancy, we have, I believe, the county has contacted them and said that we are interested.
Right. We're in the
list. When it goes on the market, the county is supposed to be notified.
Have we seen that in like Mike?
No, but our chair, everything says that's happened, and so did James Lee, and everybody tells us that. And actually, the ferry people down there seem to know about it, because when we went down there, all the time, they said, hey, do you want to buy the ferry, or whatever you want?
Gee, we really don't want to.
Why can't you have paperwork to confirm that?
Pardon?
Why can't you have paperwork to confirm that?
We probably can. You could ask for
the ferry surplus property officer said Whatcom County was on the list. He told.
Yeah.
He,
who else is?
We're pretty sure we are.
Yeah, who else? Are we going to be competing with other counties?
We don't know who we're going to be competing with. The protocol goes to the first people that get shot at are other municipalities within the state of Washington. Then it goes to nonprofits, and then it goes for sale.
So we could actually get it almost free, because it's already been paid for by the state.
And that's the thing the surplus property officer explained to me. He said, the citizens of the state of Washington have paid for this boat. It is a much better deal if it stays within the state, it stays active, than if it goes out of the country or somewhere else,
because
it generates people work, gas and fuel, all that kind of
stuff. So who are the other municipalities or something?
We don't know.
The only other one that I can think of might be San Juan County, and I don't know if they'd want it or not. They want a backup that they can use for public work, which is one of the reasons when I talked to them before,
that they wanted to keep
the Whatcom Chief so they could borrow it to move trucks and stuff like that. And that would be the only one. The other entity that I'm guessing, if it comes up for full-blown sale, that will go after is BC Ferries.
But that doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. We're ahead of them.
Right.
We're way ahead.
Our assumption, our best plan would be that if we could get the Hiyu, and that the county would either contract, lease, and or between the two counties would buy the truck. They would have a vehicle passenger ferry for dry dock. They would have a vehicle passenger ferry that they could use for special runs for, I don't know, you guys say there's big trucks or something. Things like that. Maybe they can be propane or whatever you wanted to do. But
in my opinion, the truck would actually make better sense than spare ferry than the Whatcom Chief. It doesn't take cost there as much as you would go.
Yeah, but
It says, let's see, what does it say here? Keep Evergreen states, 11B Samish is a service, retired to hire because it's insignificant as a backup boat due to its small size, limited speed. It is an unnecessary expense.
Mm.
So you can imagine it's going to be heavy for the block just the minute that big ferry gets delivered to what the state flying.
I wonder how long a period they let it out for the first tier of people like us. And so,
don't know.
I don't.
One of the concerns we had, and we asked LIFAC to do this, and they kind of said they didn't want to, but was to send a letter making sure that they started their preparations
to dedicate
before they got notified. You know, do an initial investigation to see whether the hiking was possible at all.
And that's what we're for.
And they won't do that. So that's what we're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. So that's our function right now, is to basically figure out what the chief needs to replace. It's like he's going back to this.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we would have
chief, just verify the chief's obsolete or whatever we want to call it, and that this is the best opportunity we have right now for minimum money to replace that ferry, improve that ferry.
I personally don't even think we have to go that far, because we do need a spare. Skagit County needs a spare immediately, even if Skagit County builds a new boat.
For is to figure that out.
Greg is right. We've got to justify it. That's for Whatcom County.
Yeah. Okay. Then
and if you talk to a ferry boat herd or whatever, he's going to tell you it's old. You know, it's no better than this one. This one's fine. That's what they say.
That's what they say. That's true.
So you've got to convince them that that's not the case.
Well, I realize that's why I say this ferry is basically the same age, roughly the same age.
Well, but
it's been improved halfway through, which ours hasn't.
You
do have that battle, and then comes the other battle. Why do we want to buy another used ferry? Let's go get a new one.
Because that's cheap. What they. But for a buck, you can do this as fair planning.
The cost benefit analysis on that is
it's huge.
Well, but I mean, that's what you need to do is the cost benefit.
Okay.
That's the other committee.
Instead of you're a good government, you do a study on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here are the issues with it. It draws more water than the Hawking Chief. Now, if you read the geotechnical report, the bottom of both, well, it actually Gooseberry Point's probably deep enough for it now. The under Lummi Island, it would have to stop running at about a zero tide right now. Mm. But the underneath the ground of the dock over here is a minimum of 15 feet of mud. There's not rocks, and that's from the geotechnical report. If this was the old days, we would gleefully say, oh, goody, it'd start running it. And within 2 or 3 weeks, it would never run aground because that's got 7-foot diameter propellers on it. And it would just move that dirt out of there like nobody's business. Now, on the other hand, there could be some issues with that. I talked to the DNR in Olympia. They wanted to know how much dirt had to be moved. I told them 500 to 1,000 yards, and they said, that's insignificant. You might not even have to get a thing from it. He says, but on the other hand, he says, if the title land ownership is with Whatcom County, I don't know quite what to think about this. They do own the tidelands, but it's the strangest bloody tideland description I've ever seen. And if I take it as what it says on it on a straight up basis, the tidelands run through about halfway out, about they bisect the Whatcom Chief about the middle. Okay. They do have an easement, which I did find, from when I went into Dieter's office they do have an easement from the DNR for the ferry dock over here. And it shows it's kind of a Y-shaped thing. And the DNR person told me if they had county had ownership of the tideland, you'd have less of a problem than if they didn't. He says, if it goes to the DNR, then we're going to have to bring in the fisheries, the Corps of Engineers, and the Department of Ecology. Now, he said, but because so little...
Would they muddy the water?
Yeah.
And he said, I said, what happens if we start scouring, which is the term of blowing it out of the way? And he says, well, you may get away with it, but you might not. And he said, but the amount of dirt coming out of that is such a low amount that he said you might even get away with it if you're going to do other piling, especially if you're pulling creosote pilings. Mm-hmm. That they might say, oh, just go do that. And that was his opinion. He said, on the other hand, find out everything and then call him back.
What's the chances of that sludge coming back in over a period of what time?
It would never come in.
It'd never come back.
It wouldn't come back.
As long as the ferry, as long as the ferry was running, kept the
opportunity. Right. Now, the Whatcom Chief, when they built this dock over here, when they built the Hickory Dickory dock with the screw assemblies, which was just hilarious. It wasn't really funny, but sure you read about it now, it seemed like it was. They took the Whatcom Chief in at half tide. It ran aground 20 feet from the dock. And so the crew just gleefully kept running in both ends, and the mud went everywhere. And suddenly it can run to a minus 3 feet now, and with 2 feet under it. So the high would ground about minus one tide. Which we don't have that many, but that would be...
Of course, minus one tide.
That would mean you couldn't run it probably about...
No, of course, about 11.
That's you know, an average tide. Mean high tide is about 8 feet, 7.8. Minus one tide is below that. So that's one of the big. It's really out there.
That means you probably can't get up the rim.
Well, no, they run the Whatcom Chief to minus threes.
Okay.
I couldn't
do it. What's the difference between the one and the three?
2 feet.
Oh.
Yeah. So, it's way down there. You've seen a lot of dirt out there. So that's one. The next one is the crewing issue. It's an H-class ferry. It's 468 tons. Now, there's a couple different ways to go about this. One is to ask, have the politicians asked the Coast Guard for a waiver, because we don't know that you can get a ferry that big under 100 tons, and all you're doing is adding weight if you compartment it off. And you ask for that. And the other option might be, leave it as an H-class ferry, make a deal with them to make the crew upgrade to a 200-ton license, which is basically an afternoon test. When you get up to 500 tons, it gets to be horrendous. You know, you've got to do, you got to go down and try the state ferry and all kinds of things like that.
I just want to point out that this all goes right. Senator Erickson is the chair of the Transportation
Committee. And that's it. And the other thing that Mike McKenzie kept asking me, what is it going to cost us? I said, it's probably going to cost us a dollar. Well, we need to know that. I said, they won't tell me, which they won't. And Senator Erickson, when they were going to get, they were going, before they went to work on the new ferry, the new unbuilt ferry, Jeff Monson made in, was the state was going to get rid of the hydrant, because it was right before the steel electric disaster. And they were going to sell it to Whatcom County for $1. And he went as far into, because the Caterpillar salesman said he called them and wanted to make sure there was engine parts and reduction gear parts and everything else, and they assured him there were. I talked to the same salesman. And Caterpillar has all new parts, rings, bearings, sleeves, pistons. The only new parts they don't have are crankshafts, blocks, and heads. And like they said, they've been out buying them and squirreling them away.
I'll comment to you that when we went down on the tour, and whatever you say about the outside of the boat, a little bit of rust you see there, when you went in the wheelhouse, or particularly down in the engine room, they, even though it's not being used, they still keep a crew of two people on it. And that thing is just immaculate. I mean, there's not even a nick in the paint on the engines. There's not, I mean, it is gorgeous down there.
And there's a kitchen in the engine room.
Yeah.
What's the Whatcom Chief look like?
It's a little beat.
So there'd be quite a contrast.
Oh, it's contrast. Oh, yeah.
Well, there are two different things, too. I mean, this is a real engine room. The Whatcom Chief is more of a, well, it's an engine room, but I mean, it's not, you know, it's more like you see in a submarine movie compared to
the engines in the Whatcom Chief are about this tall.
Yeah.
The engines in the Hiyu are that tall. Now, if you took the two boats out,
the ones in the truck are about this tall.
If you got them going out, and you took them out, and you had a green flag, and you told them, we want you to maintain 10 knots for 1 hour out going to Orcas Island. Mm-hmm. And you threw the green flag, and then 1 hour later you threw the checkered flag, the Hiyu would burn one more gallon of fuel per hour than the Whatcom Chief. And people say, well, how come? It's bigger, it's heavier, it's longer. It's because the water line length, that you increase the water line length, the relative friction decreases. And so, basically, if you ran them on the same schedule that the Whatcom Chief guns, the Hiyu would burn more fuel. How much, I can't exactly say, but it would. But if you decrease the schedule, we can get it down to two-thirds of fuel on the Whatcom Chief. Now, a lot of people don't like that idea. They want to make sure that they can go down every 20 minutes.
Instead of every 30.
You adjust, you know.
You'd adjust. When we were kids, we went down every hour. So the two issues I see are the crewing issues. Right now, the state runs it with five, complete with an engineer. I have no idea what he does.
He's in the engine.
Yeah, he polishes the engine. But the crews, the guys on board, the engineering crew said it was licensed to run with four.
And we want to get it down to three.
Three, if we can.
You said Erickson, state senator, covering our area.
Oh yeah.
Then why don't we invite him?
We could invite Doug. I don't know if he'd go or not. We could invite him.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised he's already been, but I mean that's his business. But he would. I would guarantee he would support us.
He would get. I would too.
Invite him to a meeting.
We could do that. He's in campaign mode right now.
Yeah,
him. Might be better after November. You don't know.
Right.
So our two issues are the depth and the crew. The rest of it's pretty simple. It's got exactly the same control system the Whatcom Chief has in it. Same make, same model, same everything. It's got the, so if we get the EMP blast, it probably won't work either. But the Caterpillar guy told us the engines were just, they're magnificent, they run forever, they're low speed, they're 1,225 RPM wide open, the state runs them about 900, those things will run forever. And I'm not sure they don't have a spare. And that's one thing we got, I've asked for that, and I haven't got it back from them, and that will be one thing we do way down there, we want to make sure.
Yeah.
And if they don't have a spare, we ought to go, that would be one thing they ought to do, is go buy one somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They were used in generators and large pieces of equipment and boats and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's and there's lots of them.
If we had a good account, then maybe it can come out of the accountant people that have in these other groups. If you could get that ferry for $1, mm-hmm. and if we did, versus the cost of maintaining the chief, versus the cost mm-hmm. of a new ferry,
mm-hmm.
you could probably pay that extra crewman mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yes.
And still be way
ahead. Still be ahead.
Well,
right.
in fact, in the fuel use alone,
you have to get somebody to
that'll pay one shift if you run it 20 times a day.
Uh-huh.
And if we get the Ultra Burn system on there, which they told us was $7,500 plus about $500 a month in their catalyst, then it'll save 30% of the fuel. And that's
significant.
So that would pay for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other way would be make the bookkeeper ride the ferry.
Well, right here at States, an additional relief person back in 2007 is $43,000 a year.
It's more now.
Yeah, well, they were looking at it.
Yeah,
they were looking at it.
Could you, as a committee, request from WSDOT the operating history of the Harry-U over the last 20 years and the annual operating cost for the last 20 years?
I'm sure we can.
And then you can plug it in because it ran back and forth in the San Juans for a bunch of times. You can start comparing apples to apples operating costs of that ferry to the chief.
In an 18-hour day at either Point Defiance or at Inner Island, it burned 300 gallons a day. If you took the Watson chief out and ran it, it would burn about 300 gallons a day in this thing, if the Caterpillar specs what they believe in. It's kind of hard to relate from the specs.
Documentation.
Well, I've got that.
I know. We just have to. You've got to
put it together.
Pulling it together.
You can do those things in those little meetings you want to have in between, mm-hmm. and you guys sit down and we don't have quorums and stuff. So.
Nobody's done all this in 2005. Mm-hmm. Arthur Anderson, if you would just read this report.
I know,
that's right here.
Bring it together, you guys.
Okay, do we want to take some assignments?
You know, I think in my book, those are good enough for the minutes as handwritten if they're legible.
Oh, well, I was going to type them up.
Okay, but that's your choice. In all honesty, for anybody, we don't have to go any farther than that if it's handwritten, as long as there are minutes.
I can scan when I go back to my office, I can scan them and email them to you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Use the chair.
Okay.
What do you think, Chair?
Sure. Anybody have any questions about the Hiyu? Anything you can think of as a concern? By the way, the name means abundant or plenty, depending on how you translate.
We were just talking about, and I don't know whether this whole thing is you're trying to convince the islanders of this. Who are you trying? You're not convincing.
You're trying to convince the county council.
So it has nothing to do with the islanders.
No.
Well, it does in some sense because the islanders are also represented in the LIFAC group.
I know,
but I'm saying is, we, in order to bring this out of LIFAC and through LIFAC, we also have to convince those people that it's in a format and the information is there to present it to the council.
That's one
battle we kind of have right now is getting it passed the other committee.
This is the last appropriate used ferry we're going to find.
That's your question.
There's the ones coming out of Wakayakan County, which is the Howard Barge, and it's absolutely shot. The one came out of Eastern Washington, that's it. Other than that, we're looking at 87 cars.
What's the life of the composition of the people that matter there? How many people are there?
Seven.
Well, there's seven people.
Okay, and we know...
Stu and I... Mike's the chair. You've got Bob Bush.
Bush.
Chuck. Is he doing better? He was, it must have been Reno at the air show last time. Chuck Antho and
Byron.
Byron Moy and
Chris.
Somebody.
Chris Colburn, who works with the Department of Transportation. So
we got three from Bellingham and four from Yale.
Two from Bellingham.
Was only
Chris
two?
And I, there's only two now.
Oh, that's right.
Because we lost the really good guy.
Yeah, we lost
the really lost the good guy. Josh Zender was great. It would have been great for that committee. He's your numbers guy. It would have been great.
So,
I'm saying we've got to convince that committee also. Just by a majority, not everybody, but just by a majority. So we, that's why I keep saying we've got to have the documentations in our hand and what we're saying, and that the committee is going to have to agree to push this on.
And our spy from the county council is a senator anyway.
Yeah, we got to be a little careful with that. And
Barbara,
yeah, she says send her the stuff anyway. She she is your representative for the third district. So she wants to be interested. And she wants to help. So we'll give her that credit. But we don't want to put her in a wrong position either. So
I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, probably not.
She's been in that position back in 2005. I think
she's
on.
There she is.
I'll take it upon myself to try to find. In their own notes.
Well, we should all do that too. Yeah. Like, you might take the lead on it, but everybody can sit down and go in the website and pull up Barry's and look at resolutions. Resolutions are hard to, you know, sometimes the caption doesn't tell you.
So you can do searches.
Who wants to call Bill Holly in Eastern Washington? The former ferry captain. He'll tell us where we can find the 1993 stuff.
Think the county's got to find it.
I don't think you can count on the county.
I don't think so either.
And they're going to take forever and ever. And
actually, they can't. They have to. If you do a public disclosure, they have to. They have a response time.
Yeah, but that's the formal way. And Mike's going to ask politely if he can have it.
Right. We should go through the chair first. You know. I guess I don't care what you're
actually. A couple of us could get on the phone to Bill sometime.
Yeah.
And talk to him. He could tell us about what the situation happened. And he said it ended up in the county executive's office, and that's where it ended. The public works direct that they were all said it was going to be $4.7 million for Christopher, clone of the Christine Anderson.
Well, but
boy, that's
the documentation that says it was $4.6 million. It's got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
That's all you're saying and what I'm saying. It's got to be there somewhere.
Anybody have any doubts in the higher with things you want to say besides what Greg said?
Well, no, I want doubts, okay, but I'll back up. Go ahead.
I think we need to get somebody, I don't know, Elliot or somebody, how much it's going to cost to get it back ready to go here.
Mm-hmm.
With all the elevator, new paint job, whatever others might need.
Well, regarding the elevator, I think we need to know exactly what requirements you're going to have to make and meet.
An ADA. I don't know where you get that.
Well, if Elliot can do it.
Well, there's going to be a written regulation.
One other thing we need to ask for. We need to ask for a consultation with Elliot Bay from this group that we can ask some questions.
You write them down to make that list.
That's one of the things we can ask for.
That's right. Because exactly right.
Well, you're going to have to change the Dolphins.
Well, they know that. They do know that. We told them.
Well, I
think I stood up and said something.
It didn't matter. They didn't listen.
So price. Well, yeah, we told them.
But you know what? It was really funny.
It was a big argument.
It really was kind of an embarrassment because Barbara actually asked them, I don't remember, it was the last council meeting before they left and everything, and said the work was starting, and she brought it up again, and she asked them, well, what really will it cost? You know, they were saying how easy it is to do, and she says, well, what is that? How much is that?
Easy, yeah.
And they said, well, and so they started backing off.
It got worse on when that committee that afternoon one that was out here. She said, I understand that we can move these things, and the new guy said, oh, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we just put them in.
And I'll throw one thing in here too. You guys need to look at, I can't tell you the number right now, but the 6-year transportation plan is in with the council for review. And I think items 36 through 40 something all have to do with the ferry transportation.
Uh-huh.
So we really need to see what they have in the budget for the next 6 years. And now that we have this 14-year plan, it might be interesting to see if anybody was even close to what they were looking at the 14-year plan.
See, there was, a couple of years ago, there was $800,000 to fabricate the house and then another bunch for to do the porch and everything to change it. Came up
saying, almost I did not dollars. Look at it all yet. I just made my note from the council
meeting. Mike, from the other committee, do you have anything? What do you think?
I'm just here to listen, and you all agreed that we're going to try to plant one person at each committee so we stay connected. So
okay.
That's my task tonight.
You guys, I don't envy you at all in the planning. I don't at all.
I think that'd be good for my committee, though, the way the two different budgets are being guesstimated, because you're supposed to do a budget for the future. Or estimated ridership and some other stuff and costs, throwing that all in together for your community.
Okay, we'll do a 20-year pro forma income statement, which is.
I actually think Bill is quite right that a lot of this is going to be opinion.
We'll probably lose on the battle of opinion unless we get some back.
Well, not
unless
necessarily.
You get a whole bunch of people that are
We'll have the documentation to back it up. But, some of it's going to be.
Yeah,
my facts are truer than yours.
Well, I'm just commenting. I've been doing this a couple, almost 3 years now. And I don't see, this is the support I see for what we're doing. I don't see anybody else on the island being interested. I don't see, and I hear a lot of other people that are interested in keeping what they got.
I think the brochure idea was really a good one. I think somebody talked about a brochure.
Tom. I had that. In fact, even a brochure to deal with the county would be a good thing. Mm-hmm. Because, I think they're going to actually see that it's in their interest to do what we're talking about. But the problems come when they say about, taking the wharfs, what do you call it? What's the word for wharf?
Dolphins,
and reworking them again. Sometimes, if you get two or three things like that in there, then they'll say, wow, the hassle factor is huge.
Mm. And also somebody has to eat the words with that.
Yeah.
There's the problem.
Well,
6 feet.
If you got an idea on a brochure or whatever, wrap it up and we'll take a look.
Some of my idea has nothing to do with what we talked about. The pinch point on this island being successful or not is the ferry. If we have a bigger ferry, we could have a nicer commercial zone, the Willows would like it better, on and on, everybody wins.
Oh, I agree with that.
And they would get more revenues on taxes, for the property taxes. So what's not to like about that?
Well, there's some people who are going to say that.
Yeah, I know.
Because there's going to be more people that don't want that the Whacking Chief is a gate, and that was basically what sank it the last time instead of buying the new ferry.
Well, but you may be right, and I tend to believe you are, because the people who generally believe that generally speak up about it. Mm-hmm. It's only the ones that say they don't want something.
Well,
so
I have been
a pamphlet or a brochure or just a single page letter. Somebody told me often that the best way to get information to anybody is put it on a piece of paper and stick it in the door. Or the doormat, just handwritten, whatever it is, and pass it around.
Can you put it in the tomb?
In which one?
The tomb?
No, you can put it, mail it, or have it delivered in everybody's mailbox for a minimal amount, like $80.
I'm just saying, simple. It doesn't have to be a big fancy brochure, or it doesn't have to be anything like that. But you got emails and all sorts of stuff.
But maybe
the best way is still a piece of paper.
The front, the mm-hmm. small.
So let me work with Joanne. She just did my wife just did a trifold on her bees, and it was just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she could help me with the graphics of the thing she's done.
We could probably get a buzz on that.
Yeah.
Pay for it and print it up.
The
don't ask me, I'm just a treasure.
Well,
we've got a good print shop in town.
Yeah, we'd have to. Well, you wrote that down, right?
Mike,
so we're going to do.
I think Blake could probably pay for that.
And I don't think that there has to be a lot of facts in this when you first put it. There might be a series of brochures, and this one is just look at it.
Now,
in color?
Pretty
pictures
color.
Help.
Well, it may or may not. Depends what you're trying to do.
So first go around is county oriented, but maybe even island people could access it too.
Is this your extension cord?
If we do it the right way, it'll be more universal. But we're directing it is to the county.
The thing we have to make sure is that the Hiyu is an interim boat, because it will buy us 13 years at a very low cost as far as capital improvement. And because
down the bottom door,
we don't know exactly what's going to happen. We don't know if the Indians are going to decide if they want more and it's going to become.
Why do you pick 13 years?
Why did you pick 13?
Yeah.
I picked 15.
Pardon me, 15.
You said 13.
You said 13.
Well, 13, 15.
But only 15.
15. Because that's about 62 years old. That's getting to be the point close to the edge of what the state was talking about.
Oh, gotcha.
And at that time, we should know what's going on.
But that also just means in 30 years, there'd be a committee like this talking about replacing the Hiyu.
Yes.
Before we all break up and get going too easy.
And most of us won't have to worry about it.
Let's make a list.
It'll be a new group.
List of the things we need to do. And one of them is to items to Mike, to the ferry director. Mm-hmm. You got a brochure you're thinking about. What else are we going to do? We were going to research data files.
The first one was safety items.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. The, I'd let you know we're planning to lock up in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're working that way. I'm sorry. But we are.
Okay, brochure. Yeah.
What else did we want to do? What we had in there?
The grandfather clause.
That was it.
That was it. That the only
grandfather clause.
We want to see if we find the grandfather clause.
If there really was a waiver.
If there is one that's waivering the safety requirements.
I don't think there is.
Well, we're going to write that letter. Then you put that down first. We got a whole bunch of stuff we talked about that we were
going to
do.
We're going to look for the 1993.
Right. We're going to look for 1993.
Now, I have requested all the stuff for the new ferry, so that should be coming.
Okay. Write that down. He's requesting, requesting.
Well, after 1993, what was the next one?
All the information on the new ferry.
What's the new ferry?
That was the one they didn't build.
I thought we were going to...
the one that they paid $246,000 for.
For a concept.
Design-wise, anyhow.
I thought we were going to, and we didn't
talk about it. And it wasn't complete.
We didn't talk about this, but we need to officially ask for the report on the Trek.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Which we haven't seen yet. And I don't know if the other team asked for that yet or not, but...
No, that was it. I didn't do that.
And they keep saying, well, they don't have it yet, but if we don't ask, we won't get it.
Can you look at the bids between, for the dry dock, the bids of whoever? Can you look at those bids?
I've asked for
where
that.
Where the Trek is bidding and somebody else is bidding against
Trek never got to bid.
I don't know.
I've asked for the dry dock expenses.
In answer to that, if this report says that the Trek will work, then it is a sole source for a bid next year, because there's no other ferry we know of that can come in and provide you backup passenger vehicle ferry service. So the bidding situation, if they did anything, they'd have to bid that against the passenger ferry only. That's the only other option they had to bid for anything.
Who is the doing the report?
Elliott Bay.
So
on the Trek?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In terms of whether it'll work for Lummi Island?
They share the report with Waccamascatty County.
Mm. Who's paying for that?
Waccamascatty counties.
So we just want a copy of it.
Let's see. There was something else I guess that we... Oh, the state operating expenses.
Oh, yeah, what you wanted.
On the Hiyu.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And operation and maintenance.
And what is the main?
Right. You know, those need to be in our notes.
They have a logbook for every boat.
Yes.
They'll have it.
They might not have the costs.
Oh, yes, they will.
They have the cost of the
logbook.
That's still a dated cost, but that's...
Yeah, they'll have it on it. Of course, they're going to talk about the two guys on there for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
People worry about all those things. They just need to work out
how they get paid. How much they get paid?
What do you think?
$1.20?
Probably $35 an hour anyway. Anything else we can think of?
So I'll take this along and then email everybody what I've got here.
Okay.
Do we need to put down there about the brochures? Or something?
I put brochures down.
Yeah.
What about the trip down to...
Oh, that, yeah, that is one that we got to discuss.
Plan the Hiyu trip.
The Hiyu trip. Now, let's say they come back and say, we'll have three people. You got 24 people on Tuesday, you know, October 4th, whatever. I don't know what the date is.
Well, yeah. Let's put on there that Jim is going to arrange a date.
How do we go about that? Do we put the invitation out to LIFAC and Mike's board and everybody else first, or do we put it out to everybody?
I would get the date first.
I think you want to get guys like Chuck Anholt down.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Kicking or screaming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, he says he wants to go.
And then there's another couple of guys on that committee that you want to...
Mm-hmm. So in other words, we go through the...
I'd really like Barbara to go, too.
Barbara really wants to go.
So we need an invite list for the people we want, and then open it up past that.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Get a date first.
Yeah. And then if anybody else wants to go, you can go, but you're going to end up standing in the dock until somebody switches your position.
Mm-hmm. And that's all right.
What do you mean by opening it up for people to go?
In other words,
people who aren't on the committee.
Well, why not put that with a price and sort of auction them off, or there's a limited number?
If we can get a ride. If we just look at it down there, then they aren't going to pay any money.
We'll see if they can start the engine for us.
Well, let's just get a date.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be here until half of next month.
So. See if they'll give us a cruise.
How about the opposition on the committee or the council against Barbara?
Well, we can invite any or all of the council that wants to.
Well, I would invite all the council.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. The only thing is that we're going to end up with a couple committees and nobody from the island then, and that's one thing that I worry about.
Right.
I'd like to have some regular folks show up.
And real people?
Real people.
Well, I would like more of the people from the island to come to realize what an opportunity they might have. That's my idea is once you see that ferry and get next to it and get on it and look at it,
it feels
see
totally
what you could have for the 10-minute ride across your
lake. How long were the tours? Can't you?
We were there for an hour.
Yeah, but as long as you want to be. If you just want to walk through tour, you know, you can probably do it in 30 minutes.
Okay, maybe you could do a series of
them.
Yeah,
they might.
But they asked me how long it would want. I said, oh, I doubt if we'll be there much more than an hour.
Yeah.
And which is true. We probably
have
won't
one at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
No, everybody shows up at once. And we all descend upon the Hiyu, and then a couple people, the state people draw, it's like three different directions.
But you can get more Lummi Islanders there if you hold two sessions, 24 plus 24.
We might be able to, yeah.
And you might get two dates, too, but yeah. It's up to you then.
Yeah, call them and then we'll work on it.
And then on the way back, we were going to go by the trek.
And the transportation.
Well, the trek is really hard to go by a group like that because parking is very
limited.
And the gangplank is a 2x6.
Well, I mean,
and that's scary.
The trek's not as big an issue as the Hiyu.
Right.
You see the trek and it's
sort of
being aggressive.
This is when we're down there to go to the office, the engineering office.
Well, some of us probably will, yeah.
And people can drive themselves down 3-4
We can carpool down. And that's a good way to share information to talk about it.
I like your idea of staggered showing
usage.
We'll show that.
Exactly.
Right. Bill got all kinds of cars.
Right. And even a fire.
And maybe even couple of the show
for the fire. Yeah, I know that Healy you sent me, and I don't know anything about that group. So.
Okay. So I guess like we're over.
Do we still have emails for like 800 plate numbers?
That's Bill.
How about if I take this?
8:30, we're done.
You need
but
a copy
I haven't
of that?
Finished them yet.
Tom, 8:30,
we're done. About 300 in.
Thank you. Just
okay.
Jennifer, I kept getting her bouncing.
I'll send you this so you can refer.
Okay.